This is Sunday, March 30th, 1980, and Pop Rubenstein is going to recount some of his experiences during his lifetime, so we will have a tape for posterity's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, Popsy? So, you want to start think back as far back as you can go?
As far back as I can go?
Yeah. Do you remember any experiences from way back?
Well, yeah, I remember my experience as a kid, you know.
Uh-huh.
When I was about 1904, that the Russian-Japanese War, you know, started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, you know, we kids was discussing, you know, how the Japs, you know, they beat Russia during that war. And I remember we talked about it, you know. We were talking about how smart the Japanese was, you know, to camouflage, you know, and get on the ground, you know, and it looked like it's nothing but, but grass and stuff. And they'd all come up, you know, and then they get the Russians, you know. We talked about it a great deal. And those were the days, you know. I was at that time, I was must have been about 10, 11 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Never did I ever believe that I'm going to leave Russia at that time.
Mm.
But it happened so, you know, I was lucky to get away from there, you know. And they were cruel, you know. In the way they were cruel, however.
Did anybody in your family go to the war?
Yeah. I had an uncle that left there, you know. He came back, but mm-hmm. he died afterwards, you know, during the Bolshevik trouble, you know, that they had in 1916 and 1917 when the war broke out, you know, in Europe, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
we didn't get into 1917, but it broke out there in 1914, just a year after I left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I came in 1910, yeah. But That year, you know, that last year, my brother came, my other brother, you know, next to me, you know. He happened to come in, and he was coming on the last ship that went through. They never could made it anymore, you know, because everything was locked up. And, my folks went through, you know, during the Bolshevik side, you know, a lot of trouble.
What do you remember as a kid? Your father, did he have some kind of business over there?
Yeah. They had a little store in the front, you know. We lived in the back, you know.
Mm-hmm. This was where, Pop?
That was in the little town that I was born in.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a
what was the
nice
name of it?
Little town, Verbovets.
Oh,
Verbovets,
yeah. Verbovets.
It was named after a certain trees that was growing, and they call them verbes, you know. That was pretty green, you know. They were always by the edge of the river, you know. That was beautiful, and that's what the name Verbovets is noted for. That it was a little town, you know, but and the Jews was it reminded me of Israel, you know, the way they continuously, you know, went to shul and back from shul, and everybody was just like one big family of a living, you know. But
so everybody was Jewish there, huh?
Everybody was Jewish.
Oh,
the Jews were living separately, you know. And then on the outskirts of the city, there was all Gentiles, you know, naturally. But I remember I was afraid to go. I was afraid to go there because they always used to throw stones at you. You know, the kids, you know, the Jewish, you know, the Jewish kids, they was afraid to go over there where the Russian lives, where the, and it's one of those things, you know, but, and Mama, when she had to go, you know, she always, I never will forget, you know, the dogs was furious over there, you know. She had to take some bread with her, you know, and then she'd throw a piece of bread to the dogs and then, you know, make friends with them, and then we'd go in, talk to people.
So your father had what kind of store?
He had a little, well, it was mostly small grocery store, you know, but he had a little wearing a pair of like socks and stockings, you know, so I remember when I was 12 years old, my daddy sent me to the market, fixed me up, you know, and with horses, you know, and I was gone for about 4 or 5 days, you know, and I traveled at night even, in the biggest snows. And when you come to a hill, you get off, you know, to make it easier. They had to carry big loads, you know, yeah. And you had to kind of help the horses or out, you know, push the wagon in the back, you know, and walk up, you know, with big rubber boots, you know, in the snow, and everything was white, you know, at nighttime. Travel at night, too, you know, otherwise you never could make it. You know, because the horses, they was, you know what I mean, they pull the fad, you know how they don't feed them right, you know. Anyway.
Who'd you go with?
I went with the driver.
Oh, just you yourself?
Just me and myself and the driver.
That's something.
An old, Gentile man, you know, good-natured, you know. And I remember we'd get in the morning, we'd get to a town, you know. So I was cold, you know, and so I'd ask him to go over and get me a little drink of whiskey, you know, because they wouldn't sell it to kids, you know what I mean? You know how it is, they wouldn't sell whiskey to kids. And the place that would sell the whiskey, it was owned by the government. See, you go in there, you got to take off your hat, you know, because the Tsar's picture was hanging on the wall, you know.
Oh.
And he'd bring me a little bit of bottle, you know, a small bottle, you know. And that warmed you up, you know, with a roll, you know, to eat, you know. Those were the days, and that's where we traveled.
So you started drinking as a child.
Well, I took a little sip, you know, to warm up your insides, you know, because I was out all night, you know.
Yeah. Mm. So where did you go? What city?
We went to Mollef. It was a big town, you know, close to the Dnester, the river, you know, the Dnester between, I don't know what they called it. It was a big river, you know, like the Mississippi River, something like that.
The Dnester means what?
The Dnester means the water. It means the particular pond, you know.
Oh.
That was like the Mississippi River or whatever the river they call it, you know. And this is, you know, the Johnson River, whatever it is, you know.
So what sort of things did you buy?
Well, he'd give me a list, you know, what to get. Mm-hmm. Oil, you know, kerosene oil and baking soda and sugar and coffee and all these things that you use every day, daily needs, you know.
Mm. For your household for the store,
for the
too?
For the store, to resell.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, poor fellas, you know, he had to borrow a little money, you know, usually he'd borrow $50 from his friends, you know, had to pay him back with interest, you know.
Yeah.
And about every 4 or 5 months would make that trip, you know, and he didn't care to go, you know, because he was a little man, you know, wasn't too old, you know, he was only about around 40 when I left. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, he'd send me, you know. I was the older one because my oldest brother, Abe, he was in the army. You know, poor fellow, he had to stay in the army 3 years and 18 months. In 8 months. 3 years and 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, you know, he got married, got a beautiful girl, you know. And first thing you know, the trouble broke out. The war, you know, The Second World War broke out. That's when it started, 4 years before the American ever got into it, you know.
Yeah.
And
Second or the first?
That was the first.
First,
yeah, that
world
was the First
War.
World
right.
War. Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Second was the
yeah,
one
right.
that I was,
sure.
that Paul was in it, you know.
Sure.
And that's when, so I was over here in the United States already.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard he was going to get married, you know, I had a little party, you know, for my uncles, you know, gave them a little party, you know, and I invited some friends. We had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it was. Hmm. But the year lasted 4 years over there. And the poor fella, he didn't want to go, you know, because he knows it's trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They was already drafting everybody that he came back, you know. It was only about a couple of years after he got back from the army, the war broke out. And he was in the reserve, you know. He mm-hmm. had to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how it is. He traveled around, he wouldn't let him, he wouldn't go, you know.
Mm.
And he was traveling around from place to place where they wouldn't catch him, you know, because you know it was a finish. And at that time he was already, you know, just got back 2 years from the service.
Gosh.
But,
and he was how old then? And you were how old?
Oh, I must have been, about 17 years of age.
And he was?
And he was, I must have been about 15 years of age, you know. It broke out over there in 1914 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been
14,
you know,
that's right, I believe.
Yeah, 14. Mm-hmm. 14. But finally, the revolution came.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all over there. But they begin to have trouble, you know, because the people, you know, the Bolsheviks wanted, and the other organization wanted, you know, to take a hold of the Tsars after they got rid of the Tsar, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And but it was trouble, so they were going around from town to town, and who did they jump on? Poor Jews, you know, because
yeah.
they had little stores, you know, and they'd come on and rob and
have a pogrom.
And have pogroms and rob, you know, and my daddy, he was, he was a man with a beard, and they oftentimes, you know, they put a match to him, you know.
Mm.
He had narrow escapes, you know.
Oh, my.
He come in one time to help me. He was telling me, after he got here to the United States, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me that he had such a narrow escapes, you know. It was under the knife many times, you know what I mean. They came in the front door and everything was already in a ramshack from the other, the Nikis or Bolsheviks or Petlurtzes they used to call them, different organizations that come and rob, you know, and first thing you had to do is, we had to, you know, my two sisters, you know, they were young girls, you know, he sent them away to Romania, because he was afraid of so much going on, you know. Robbing and killing and raping.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things. Finally, I got busy, you know, and got them all out of there. All my brother, married brother, you know, with his family and all, got them all over here.
Hmm.
That was in 1923.
Yeah.
And they were saved. My daddy, he loved this country.
Hmm.
Became a citizen right away, you know. And
Did he come into Texas too?
No,
you came into Beaumont, right?
I was in Mississippi.
Oh,
but I wouldn't bring him over there because it was a small town. There was a handful of Jews, and they wouldn't have the facilities, you know, religious, synagogue and stuff like that. And he was an older, you know, from the old folks, from the old timers, you know, wore a beard, you know. Yeah, he's a religious man, naturally.
Right.
So he came to Baltimore.
Mm.
Brought him over to Baltimore, and he loved it. Baltimore. Mm. He was there, you know, till he passed away, you know, got sick, passed away. He was neglected. He probably would have lived as long as I did, you know, if it hadn't been for neglecting, didn't want to be operated. You know how these old folks are, you know. He didn't want to go under the knife, and he was scared.
Right. What else do you remember from way back? When you were a little kid?
Well, from way back when I was a little kid, I was just like any other kids.
Yeah.
I was a
wild.
I was kind of wild a little bit, you know. But I was number three,
that's right,
You know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
I was the youngest. And naturally, you know, the young was always babied, you know.
Yeah.
And when the time came, you know, I never expected to come to the United States, you know, because I was the youngest, you know. And my uncles, they first thing they did is send a ticket to my oldest brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in, at that time, he had to go, he was too close to the service connection, you know, to the army connection. And they wouldn't give him no passport. They wouldn't let him out, you know. Mm. So there's nothing to do, but they send a ticket. So nothing to do, but
use it.
So Mama, she hesitated, you know. She didn't know I was the baby, you know.
Sure.
She hesitated to send me, you know. Oh, and so I was so much help to her. We didn't have any girls. I was the girl too, because my sister was about 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. She couldn't help Mama a lot. And I was always helping Mama in the kitchen and everywhere else. Oh, she wasn't going to let me go. But finally they decided, you know, I promised Daddy that I'm going to help him out, you know. The first thing, you know, if I'm making the money, I'll send him some all alone. And the first $10 I made in the United States, I sent it to him, believe me, because I knew they needed it.
Do you remember the boat ride over?
Oh, the boat ride was, that was really something, you know. I was 1 month on the road. And mind you, most of the time I was on the water, 23 days on the water. Mm. You could imagine. First 2-3 days I was as sick as a puppy. I couldn't,
I'll bet.
You know, I was wishing I'd never started that trip.
Yeah.
Mm. And I got used to it, and I was, you know, I was all right. I worked, I helped in the kitchen a whole lot, you know, and I began to feel good. I ate good, you know, and had a nice trip.
You were how old then, Pop?
At that time, I was 15 years of age.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was around close to the holidays, you know, after the Jewish holidays, you know, during the holidays. I never will forget, you know, and I stopped what do you call it, not Romania, but Austria. Mm-hmm. I stayed there for Shoshone and Yom Kippur. And I traveled with a companion, you know. They also sent a ticket to cousin of mine. Our sister, you know, my uncles, you know, they sent another, she was of age, you know, she was about 19, 20, and she was going with me, see. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason my dad let me go, because I was going with an elderly person, you know.
Oh, that was really elderly,
but
yeah.
We were separated on the boat, on the ship. She was with the women, naturally, and I was with the men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we seen each other.
Which one is this, Pop?
Her name was a Greenberg. She was a Greenberg.
Yeah.
Anyway, after she came with me the state where I came from, you know, no, to the state that I came from, to my uncles. It was in. Not in Alabama, it was Mississippi.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And she stayed there a while, but she was, you know, girl of age, you know, she wanted to go to a big town, or she didn't want to stay in the country, so at that time she left, you know, she went to New York or somewhere, and I heard from her just a few times, but I imagine she was, by right now, she's passed away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she probably would have been about 95 or maybe 100 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So she was much older. She was a kind of an elderly girl, you know. Mm-hmm. Not an old maid. She was around 25, you know, 10 or 15 years older than I. And she went to, she had some relatives down there.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the days. It was a long trip, you know.
Yeah.
1 month on the road.
Mm. How did you get the ship? Where were you?
Well, the ship that my uncle sent me a ticket.
Uh-huh.
And the ticket called for to Texas, to come to Texas. Because
from where, though?
From Russia. From Russia.
Yeah.
You know, from Bremen. Bremen. Oh, I got on the ship in Bremen, Germany.
Oh, I see.
It was a ship, you know, that carried a lot of people, uh-huh. you know, and freight too.
Uh-huh.
And it was traveling, and they traveled from Bremen, Germany, to the United States. It took 13 days
mm-hmm.
to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And they, over there, they stayed 3 days. You know, mm-hmm. I had to stay on the ship because they wouldn't let you off, because my schedule was to go to Texas, you see,
mm-hmm.
to Galveston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the ship 3 days when they were unloading. And mm-hmm. then they came, took them 7 days to come from Philadelphia to Texas.
Mm.
Yeah. No, let's see, where did they come? Yeah, to Texas. I got off in Galveston, Texas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That's the first time I've seen a black man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so, I didn't know what to think of him. I says, God, that's a black man. Dark, you know, that he was helping the unloading. I looked mm-hmm. at him, you know. Over there in Russia, we only see gypsies. Occasionally mm-hmm. we see gypsies, which are a little bit darker complexion. Mm-hmm. And, but blacks I never did see.